Greetings to each one in the precious name of the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stalsus sharing with you today. The last devotion that I had, I touched briefly on the Economic Times and how I think it's in Peter, where it talks about trials that will come, but our faith needs to be in Christ. And I'd like to just look at an Old Testament figure, 2 Kings chapter 4. I think we need to realize that God will get us through during the hard times. We need to remember these people were just in Scripture. They were just common, ordinary people just like we are, and we need to realize that God still reaches out and touches people. And even not just as we look at the economic times and the hard times that might be ahead of us here, but even today, God still reaches out and touches us and gives us a cold drink when we are warm and sweaty and thirsty. It says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets of Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen." Now that had to be a pretty pitiful feeling. Here her husband died, and the creditor was coming and taking her two sons. I mean, if we think the end times are could be tough and it could be hard, but here this is the very things that were happening. The children were being taken out of the homes, and she owed money and she couldn't pay it. And Elijah said unto her, "What should I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, empty vessels, borrow not a few." It means borrow a lot, many. "And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, upon thy son, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." And she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto him, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more." And the oil stayed. She wanted more vessels because she kept filling up vessels all out of her one oil vessel. But the boys finally told her, "Mom, there is no more." Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." And it's a beautiful illustration there in knowing that God took care of people during the hard times back then. And I do believe he will see us through the times that America will see in the future. The Lord bless you, and may we all just remember that the Lord God, Jehovah, is the one that will see us through.